Thanks for being here. We always go inside sports medicine. And it's brought to you by Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, the leading team. Founded in 1976, they are here taking care of the elite athletes to the weekend warriors, helping you stay in the game. Don't let an injury keep you from doing the things you love. See the orthopedic experts. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Online for more information, bhosc.com is where you'll find them. Orthopedic surgeon, part of the team, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center's Dr. Steve Giuseppe on Inside Sports Medicine. Steve's good to talk to you again. How are you?
Doing great, Nate. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let me ask you about a topic that I find interesting. I don't totally understand, and I don't know if a lot of people do. We have a high-end draft pick at Philadelphia, Markelle Fultz. And there's been experts, and there's been talk, and there's been media. Markelle Fultz, 76ers, drafted, played a little, now not playing. They're paying him a lot of money. The whole controversy is now he's been diagnosed by a team of doctors with thoracic outlet syndrome. That's dealing with his shoulder. The 76ers doctors haven't looked at that. So that's the other side of the story. Well, let me just ask you, thoracic outlet syndrome, for the layman like me, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, great question, Nate. And I think you hit the nail right on the head when you said a lot of people, including us physicians, don't necessarily understand this. But basically what's going on here is your brachial plexus, those nerves that come from your neck and give you control of your arm and sensation in your hand, can be compressed kind of under your collarbone area. And that's termed the thoracic outlet, because it's basically leaving from your thorax or chest area and going towards your arm. Very challenging to diagnose because it can present a variety of ways. But basically, since those nerves are being compressed, you can have some pain in the shoulder, the neck area that's relatively vague, so it's difficult to pin down where it's coming from. They can have weakness, and they can have numbness in the hand. So that's typically how it's presenting, and obviously that could have some ramifications in terms of his ability to shoot a basketball.
Why is it's so hard to diagnose, I guess, because I'm sitting here and, you know, I had the surgery done. I had my sciatic nerve and I had a pinched nerve and I had surgery. It all went well. With this thoracic outlet syndrome, why is this hard to diagnose, I guess?
And I think that's a great question. I think that the main problem is it affects a whole bunch of nerves, so that whole plexus of nerves. So that can affect a variety of different nerves, whereas your sciatica, usually that's affecting one nerve, and we as physicians understand pretty well where that nerve goes, so where you have numbness if you have that, where you have weakness if you have that. This can manifest in, you know, in various different nerves at various different times, and, you know, it can hurt here one day and here the next, and can have weakness here one week and the next week be different. And it's just rare, you know, things like sciatica and pinched nerves in your back, or one specific nerve pinched in your neck, that's much more common than this whole cluster of nerves being pinched farther under your collarbone.
Markelle Fultz, 76ers, number one draft pick, has played, then didn't play. His shot is just all over the map. And now he says he has thoracic outlet syndrome. We've got Dr. Steve Giuseppe. Great to have him on. Orthopedic surgeon, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, giving us a little insight. So do we know how this is caused? Do we know how some of this nerve damage, some of this stuff may happen in the shoulder?
Yeah, also a great question. There's some people that are predisposed to this. Those nerves kind of run through your neck muscles, and then they go under your collarbone. Some people can have some abnormalities of their neck muscles. Some people can even have an extra rib, which kind of rubs on those nerves and stuff. So if you have something like that, it's pretty clear in terms of what's causing it. But a lot of times, it can also just be from repetitive overuse. Actually, baseball athletes, swimmers, people that are doing a lot of overhead motion, they can build up some kind of scar tissue and fibrous bands there that can pinch on the nerves. Presumably that might be what's going on with Markelle, who, you know, is shooting a lot of basketballs.
Tough question now. Toughest of the day. So what could you do? What could he do? If he has thoracic outlet syndrome, he's an NBA player, number one draft pick. He needs to shoot it. What's he going to be able to do here?
Right. Well, I think they've got him in some physical therapy out in the L.A. area now, as far as I understand now. So So I think they're going to work on trying to loosen up some of those fibrous bands, work on his posture. His shoulder blade posture can play a role. Probably work on some of his shooting technique. I'm sure you've probably seen some of the videos. His shot technique is a lot different than it used to be. Now, some of that is probably because he's got pain and weakness, but it's probably a little bit of a vicious cycle, too, in which he starts shooting abnormally, and then that probably exacerbates his thoracic outlet as well.
Very interesting topic, and controversial, no doubt, due to the pick, the money, the scenario of how hard it is to diagnose. Really interesting. Dr. Steve Giuseppe, orthopedic surgeon, deals with many things at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. We'll take care of you. Steve, it's always good to get you on. Thanks for the insight.
Yeah, thanks, Nate. Always a pleasure to be on. I appreciate it.